This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Beautiful tribute in Orlando, Florida, and a lot of tributes around the country for all the people who lost their lives in Orlando very early on Sunday, victims of a mass shooting thanks to the workings of a mad gunman who was radicalized and pledged his allegiance to ISIS, as we know, in that 911 call. Right off the top, we go to Washington and our pal Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, I know there's been a lot of reaction in Washington, and of course everybody expressing, you know, their sympathies for the victims' families and all of that. But I think the questions abound about the FBI and the fact that he was on the radar, and what about the background checked? How come there was no connecting the dots when it came to the rifles that he purchased? I'm sure there was a lot of reaction, wasn't there?
There certainly was. We are getting more and more information on this. And today the president, shared a little bit of that following a meeting with his national security, homeland security, and law enforcement team. He said that it is looking like there was not outside external influence in the situation, that this was not something that was directed by ISIS. It could have been inspired by the terrorist organization, but there was no evidence that they actually had any specific role in this. He said that it's looking like the shooter in this situation was inspired by online literature of the kind of extremist nature. And in terms of the reactions that we're getting, we are also seeing some increased scrutiny over the FBI. The FBI came out today and essentially said that they had interviewed him a number of times and then cleared him. This was essentially over claims that he made to coworkers that just didn't really seem to stand up to scrutiny and really just appeared sort of, according to them, as something that was more of just kind of an expression of bravado. These claims that he, sympathized with two conflicting terrorist organizations, that he claimed that he apparently had connections with the Sarnievs, Boston bombers, and perhaps had an uncle in Al-Qaeda. Just a lot of things that didn't really seem to match up and just kind of made him look more like somebody who was probably a lonely individual or somebody with mental issues and less like a potential attacker. But of course, we are seeing that that was not the situation. And in response to that, we are seeing renewed efforts from Democrats on Capitol Hill to move forward with legislation that would prevent those who are on the terror watch list from being able to obtain weapons. And, we're also seeing some other legislative changes being called for. So a lot of reaction one day after this this absolutely tragic shooting.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of reaction, Donald Trump reacted. He said, or suggested pretty much, that the president's beliefs prevent him from combating Islamic terrorism and that he won't even use the word, and then said the same of Hillary Clinton. And she came back and said, I'll say the word, and went through a couple of different iterations of that, but expressly said, we cannot brand all people of a religion this way. And I thought it was pretty interesting. So there's more of this campaign rhetoric going on, especially in the wake of this mass shooting, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of slamming over what words should be used exactly.
Yes.
Donald Trump and Ted Cruz for a long time have hit Obama for not saying, Islamic terrorism or Islamist terrorism or whatnot. That was something that Clinton today said that she was willing to do, since this is an issue that goes beyond just kind of demagoguing, on the word choices. She typically goes with jihadis, which is sort of her typical way of moving forward with this. And, that was pretty telling. And, of course, earlier on, Sunday, we actually had Donald Trump saying that Obama should resign over his you know, refusal to use the term extreme or, you know, Islamic terrorism, something that the White House said today was actually a pretty key point from the administration to not conflate these attacks with Islam specifically, something that was, you know, of course, geopolitical in nature and, you know, aimed at trying to ensure that you don't necessarily alienate the global Muslim community and whatnot. And that was actually a sentiment that was shared by David Petraeus, of all people. He made a pretty, you know, interesting appearance today in Washington, D.C., one of the first ones he's made since he pled guilty at mishandling classified information. And he essentially echoed the administration's line that this was a generational struggle to, you know, essentially try not to alienate the Islamic community, try not to, you know, create a new legion of, you know, people who hate the U.S. or whatnot, and essentially said that the hate speech that we often hear was not helping, a pretty veiled swipe at Donald Trump.
Wow. Good stuff. I mean, interesting filling us in there and behind the scenes in D.C. You're right with Petraeus. Now, there's a big meeting going on with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton tomorrow. What are they going to discuss?
Essentially, they are going to discuss this. You know, Bernie Sanders is in a position to provide his support and endorsement for Hillary Clinton. This is going to be a talk, according to the Bernie camp, over whether or not a Clinton administration will reflect the ideals that he's pushed for quite some time. The timing for this is that it's essentially going to be taking place on the same day as the final race in the primary system or in the primary campaign for Democrats. This is the primary race in Washington, D.C., something that Bernie Sanders said last week he was going to remain competitive in on the basis of calling for D.C. statehood, something that Hillary Clinton has also said that she's in favor for. So now that the campaign is essentially over, since the July 25th vote for superdelegates that the Sanders campaign has often been talking about, it looks now like they're, you know, getting down to the negotiation aspects of this, of what exactly a concession for Bernie Sanders may look like, despite the fact that he has, you know, said that he is not conceding the race.
Wow, so this is going to be big tomorrow, I think. Whatever comes out of that, and maybe by the end of the week, obviously something would have had to be agreed upon for him to endorse Hillary Clinton, certainly.
Yeah, certainly. There's been a lot of talk over what kind of olive branch, you know, the party is going to give to Bernie Sanders. There's been, you know, suggestions that it could be anything from, you know, giving him a loud voice on the platform committee, something that they've already sort of, you know, made accommodations for, to something extreme like ensuring that W. Washington Schultz is no longer the DNC chair. But right now it really is, you know, going to be interesting to see what exactly they decide upon. You know, it looks at this point like, you know, obviously that Hillary Clinton is going to win regardless of whether or not, you know, Bernie Sanders drops out of the race before the July 26th vote. But it really does come down to kind of consolidating the party at this point, to putting forward a party unity message and trying to essentially get on the same page, something that has eluded Democrats for quite some time while, you know, Republicans have had a chance to, albeit reluctantly, rally around Donald Trump.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Justin Duckham, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good one.
Yeah, so what we talked about there, huge, to see what happens with Bernie Sanders. Pretty much that means, you know, we'll see, but it means this could be a big moment for Hillary Clinton as what is ultimately the give back, and will he say, okay, I'm out of this, but I'm going to do X, you know, I'm doing this because of X, Y, and Z, because he has some power now, certainly. Coming back on the flip side, we'll talk more about what is happening in Orlando and security measures that are being increased all over the place. By the way, if you want to throw in here as to what you think we need to do with background checks, etc., jump in, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I know friends that actually had to hide under dead bodies just so that he would think that they were dead as well. It's just a senseless act of violence, a true face of evil.
Certainly more reactions and stories from people that were victims inside, tweeting, texting, and reaching out to people that they loved. Some stories of heroics and survivors, and I mean, just really, really sad stories. I'll tell you, and I say this all the time, honestly, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, by the way, if you just tuned in. I think we need to acknowledge the victims. So much is focuses on the killer, the person who wanted the 15 minutes of fame, even in death, and that's, you know, Martine. I think that we don't say enough about the victims. And what's interesting is, it's not interesting, it's very, very sad, because, you know, you're talking about 49 people who were killed in our deadliest massacre, and the ages, 18 to 50, so young. Accountants, a recent high school grad, barista. I mean, they had all kinds of different lives and stories. There was, I listened to one story today about this girl that was there, and she was lived kind of in the area, and so she was excited to go to the club because, you know, this being branded as a gay club, but this was a nice area club, right? So there was a girl that was inside who was celebrating with friends the fact that she had lost 200 pounds and she looked sensational. I mean, 200 pounds, imagine. And she's in there and she doesn't realize, like everybody else, she hears this popping sound, doesn't realize that it's gunshots, and she was Snapchatting her brother, and you can hear the popping, the gunshots in the background, and then realizing what it is, and she tries, as she's doing the Snapchat, she tries to take cover, and her name was Amanda Alivar, and she was with a group of friends. She looks into the camera, then looks away confused, and then the video ends. And she, you know, she was 25 years old. She had a bunch of nieces. She would take them shopping. She lost all this weight. And so her brother put the Snapchat out because he decided he wanted to tell her story. And you don't see anything on the... You see her face, and it's, she's a pretty, pretty girl, and you just hear the popping in the background. And then that's, you know, pretty much it. But I think it's good to hear some of these stories instead of highlighting the, you know, the bad guy, if you will. The terrorist scum that ruined all these lives because he wasn't right to begin with. And that's the stories we keep hearing from people who worked with him, from an ex-wife who was nearly beaten to a pulp. You know, we know those ugly, awful stories. But the sad, sad thing is how many people lost their lives, innocent people who, you know, were just happened to be in the wrong place at the, you know, at the wrong time. Unfortunately, they were there. They were at a great place at a wrong time. And there was another story that somebody told me about from Philadelphia, actually. And there's this young girl. She's 18, a Kyra Murray, her name was. She was in Orlando on a family vacation. She was visiting her brother. She finished high school in Philadelphia. She had graduated from school, I know, West Catholic Prep High School. She signed a letter of intent. She was going to play basketball at Mercyhurst University. And she was a superstar. She was a great athlete. She graduated third in her class. She was a 1,000-point scorer on her team. That's why, you know, she was recruited. And how god-awful is that? I mean, just 18 years old. Ugh. 18 years old. All right, so then there's another guy. You know, I'm not going to tell you every story, just a few of them that I happened to see. There was Louis Vilma's story. 22 years old. He worked at Universal Orlando, and he had worked on the Harry Potter ride at Universal. I've been on that Harry Potter ride, ironically, and it is absolutely amazing. So J.K. Rowling, the creator of Harry Potter book series, knew him well and said, she just tweeted out, "I can't stop crying. I can't even believe it. I can't believe it." So, you know, these were all people with different stories, different lives that all were in the same place and sadly had their lives ended. And for what? So some cretin can call 911 and proclaim his loyalty to ISIS, a lone wolf, terrorist nut? I mean, come on, give me a break. You know, and enough with the father speaking out. I'm sorry. I feel whatever he's saying, it's nutty and rambling, and who cares? I mean, honestly, well, he didn't seem like this boy and whatever. Come on, give me a break. All right, so if you want to throw in your two, like I said, you can. 855-266-5283. Of course, you always can. You're invited to this party. 855-266-5283. When I say party, I mean that in the sense of it's about you. This show is about you. That's why I do this show, because it's for you. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. I know that you're passionate about this country and you have opinions, and I appreciate all the emails I get every single day because I am just overwhelmed by the amount of email that we receive. It's absolutely incredible. Throughout the show, we'll talk about some other things as well. Obviously, heavy on our minds is what happened in Orlando, because it brings the discussion up. Okay, now we have this mass shooting. What's next? And what have we learned? And what could be done differently? Could something have been done differently as far as the background check, especially, right? And I mentioned this the other day, but here's kind of a follow-up to it. Adam Levine, who is part of Maroon 5, and he's on that show, The Voice, he reached out to the brother of the singer who was shot, senselessly on Friday, a few days before this nightclub thing happened to be in Orlando, too. Christina Grimmie, who was a young performer, had lots of fans. She was kind of a YouTube sensation and was on The Voice and didn't win, but definitely did a great job. and made a name for herself. She's 22 years old. So this guy who killed her from St. Petersburg just, you know, they don't have any motive. They don't know what it is. There was no rambling note. There wasn't anything that we know of. She was doing a meet and greet, which is what singers do. Famous singers do it. New singers do it. They greet fans. Fans pay a little bit more to get autographs or whatever. And she was doing that at the theater when a guy approached her and opened fire. So then they rushed her to the hospital. She died. I told you this part of the story the other night, but if you missed it, she died about 5 hours later. There were about 120 people there. They were completely shocked. The brother, her brother, was there and tackled him, probably saved some other lives is what they're saying. And, you know, of course, he has, what can he say? He said in a Facebook post, there are no words, that she was more than my sister. She was a partner in life. She's a superstar, a goofball, introverted, and a friend to everybody. She was my baby sister. So he was there to help her on the road. And this nut had two handguns, two loaded magazines, a hunting knife. And they went through his computer, his phone, everything else to find a motive. And so far, there's no evidence they knew each other. And they can't come up with the motive at this point. But he drove to Orlando, they say, apparently to commit the crime, and then had plans to travel back from where he came from. But, of course, that, you know, didn't happen, and ultimately he took himself out. And you see the pictures of her young and her whole life in front of her, same thing, where she puts out, come, you know, see me in Orlando and, you know, say hello to me before you exit. And like I said, she was discovered on YouTube where she had about 3 million followers, which is huge. And then she was on season 6 of NBC's popular show The Voice and had an amazing performance and really captivated the attention of a lot of people. So I think that's great that Adam Levin reached out and said, I want to pay for the funeral. I want to do whatever I can. You know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, people all over are tweeting things out about both of these deals. Selena Gomez said, you know, my heart's broken. I miss you, Christina. She knew her or had known her from the whole singing thing, whatever it is. But just, wow. What a very awful couple of days. No question about it. Unrelated, but equally terrible. Hey, we're going to take some calls next. You can jump in line as well. Tomas and Dan are there, 855-266-5283. Hop in the fence. I'll be back in a few.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. ManyCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call ManyCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To stop bowing down to the extreme positions of the NRA.
All right, that's Chuck Schumer, the longtime senator from New York. Like I said, lots of reaction in Washington, of course, and elsewhere as to what happened in this heinous shooting and how we move forward and what we do. This is something, sadly, on this show we've talked about, saying, you know, it's going to happen. We've talked to people who are terrorism experts. They have all warned about this. And, of course, here it does. And look at what happens and how he gets in there, guns methodically people down. We saw the same thing in San Bernardino, and then people come out of the woodwork to say either they knew something was wrong or somewhere we missed something. We can't miss anymore. We can't miss. There is no 100%, I get it, but I think there are some things that could happen along the way at these checkpoints. Tomas in Michigan, you get the first crack at this. Hey, Tomas, how are you?
Hi, Kate. You're doing an outstanding job, as always.
Thanks.
This is nothing new, just like you said. But what is new is that, actually, there's nothing new, because we're not doing anything about it.
No. Nope.
What is the United States going to do about it? Now, let's go back in history, because before, in the 1800s, the United States had a similar problem with another religion in the United States. And the people of the United States rose up. They started burning down the churches of this religion. They started hanging the leaders of this religion. The Congress started passing laws against this religion. Matter of fact, in Missouri, the governor, his name was Governor Boggs, and this is a quote from him. "The Mormons must be treated as enemies and must be exterminated or driven from the state if necessary for the public peace. Their outrages are beyond all description." That's the governor, and he passed a law. And you know what, Kate? The Mormons still didn't give up, and they still were causing trouble because, of course, they were advocating, you know, polygamy in those days, which
right.
You can imagine how that went over.
Right.
And they went all the way out to Utah, and the desert out there, they were right there. But what got them to see the light was when the U.S. Army was sent after them.
Yeah.
And their president got a vision or an email or something from God, and all of a sudden he said, we don't need to have polygamy anymore. Okay? And now look what the Mormons are, see? But you needed leadership all the way down the line. And you're not going to get that leadership from Clinton or from the Democrats. You know, I mean, look what Obama's saying. Obama's saying there's no real proof that ISIS instructed this man. Come on, give me a break.
Exactly.
He called ISIS, you know, and he was reading the Quran. And so you have to have somebody strong like Trump. You know, he's got lots of warts and lots of things that rub people the wrong way. But one thing that he does not equivocate on is, you know, making America great again. And this is, that's just obvious that this man is the only man that's going to stand up for America, because I don't see any B-52s going up and bombing a terrorist camp, and there's thousands of them across the Middle East. I mean, they even have their own capital. ISIS has their own capital.
I know.
In Iraq. Come on.
Yeah.
And what are we going to do about that? They won't do anything.
I know.
It's unbelievable. And, it better end in November, because, we need somebody to get up there and say, we don't have to kill all the Muslims. We just have to kill enough of them to convince the others that they need to change their ways. And that's the way it's been done in history. You don't have to kill everybody. You just show that you mean business, and the other guys get the message. And they say, you know what, maybe we ought to join the 21st century. But it's not going to be done easy. It's not going to be done without blood. Anyway,
boy, that's
the
truth. No, you're right. They're right. You either decide, you make that decision. Look, they're great at their recruiting material. They know how to pull in these young guys, let's face it, for the most part, but sometimes women, because they have a hip magazine. They've got all kinds of ways to use videos and propaganda, and that's what they do. They glamorize everything.
Okay, and the thing is, no one is hitting back at them.
Right, absolutely.
So it looks like you can go in and kill 50 people and become a hero and maybe
right.
go to heaven and get, you know, a bunch of raisins or virgins or whatever they give them up there, you know. And
right.
What happens? Now, you know, if yesterday 50 B-52s had shown up over Rakia, whatever that name is, and had leveled the city, you know what? Recruiting would have gone down. Recruiting would have said, these young people would have said, maybe I ought to wait. Maybe I ought to hold off a little bit to see what's going on here, because I thought Obama was on our side. But I tell you,
that's right. You're right. If you level, if you do something dramatic, I think it makes a huge difference. There are some that disagree with that. Tomas, great points. Thank you. And say the opposite, that by doing that, you ignite the flame. But at some point, you got to stand up and you got to shake your fist and more than your fist and say, see this boot? You know exactly what we're going to do to you, because we can't allow this to continue to happen. I think it's the opposite, because we've already opened up the hornet's nest anyway. So now you can't, you know what it is? You can't be half in and half out. You're either all the way in or you're all the way out. And that's part of the problem, trying to be on this seesaw. It really doesn't work. Dan in Texas, you have the floor. Hello.
Had to put my headphones down, babe.
No worries.
Okay. Now, Czechia and Slovakia, two republics, do not allow any Muslims into their country. They have no terrorism. We need to kick all Muslims out of this country. Europe is being invaded. This is not a migration. This is an invasion. They're taking over, and they're getting their little welfare checks that the governments of those countries are putting out, and they're being sustained by these governments. In Germany, they just burned down the very center that the Germans supplied for them so they'd all have a place to live and they could be centrally located and then parceled out to jobs and to compartments and things of that nature. And because the Iranians were in charge of the supervision of them, which they hate the Iranians, they burned down the entire complex. In Sweden, the women are no longer allowed to go out tonight at night by themselves. They have to be escorted by their male counterparts because they have been raped, attacked. In Germany, they have been raped and attacked. In France, they have been murdered on the street and raped and attacked. Let's put an end to these people. They belong right back in their little sand traps. Saudi Arabia started this, and every country that Muslims have migrated to, they have been peaceful until they got the upper hand. And when they got the upper hand, they wiped out the population. There are very few cryptic Christians in Egypt left. There are very few Christians, period, in Iraq left. We have been migrating them out and taking them to one place. Slovakia and Czechia have given them a home. The rest of the world has turned a blind eye, including this clown that's in the White House, Barack Hussein Obama. As far as I'm concerned, if he dropped dead tomorrow, I'd throw a party in the front yard and buy the beer.
You know that his time is coming up, and he's almost done with his presidency. Dan, you've called ever since he took office. It's funny, we've talked about that. There's no question. You are definitely do not waver in your opinions. I will say that. That's for sure. You know, it's interesting in talking about the problems, the unemployment, the disillusion. It's the same demographic, and this is the deal. We say we want to be like Israel, have some of what they do so well to thwart terrorism, but guess what they profile? They profile. And they have no problem saying that they profile. So that's what you have to decide. Where are we going? Where is the line drawn? And, you know, here's the thing. If you become the target, and if you know anyone who's completely innocent of anything, and then unfortunately they get accused of something that has nothing to do with what they did, anything to do with them, then that's when it becomes really, really dicey. It's a very thin line, my friends. And we all know that. We do. We know it's a thin line. But I'll tell you what, when my heart just sank when I heard the story in Orlando, and I gave you three examples of, you know, this 18-year-old girl and the other young girl and, I mean, another guy who created the ride at the park and just happened to be there. And, you know, so 49 people killed, 53 injured, by the way, some of them in critical condition. Who knows if they pull through? All because of this 29-year-old guy who was a troublemaker, who was spewing hate always, is what now people around him said, that he was hairy, scary. And look what happens. And he's even on the radar of the FBI. And check this out. Sadly, and luckily this didn't happen either, because who knows, maybe he would have done two places or got through two places, or I'm not sure. But reports started to emerge that he had considered hitting Disney World in Orlando. He had considered going there. And doing as much mass damage as he could, taking of human life, but he didn't do the Disneyland thing. Instead, opted for this club, and as a result, you know, it was a very soft target. There's nobody there that's got a machine gun that's able to go back after him. And apparently, whatever happened, nobody could take him down. Even I guess with some people trying, that was impossible. So look at the situation that occurs and look what happens. Sad. Stay with us.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This hour flew, nearing the tail end of this hour anyway, of America Tonight. Kate Delaney, how you doing, America? I know, rough, isn't it? Sad, no question about that. You feel for the families. I have to say that, I reiterate that again. It's about the victims. So much focus on this nut and what he did and how it led to what happened and trying to find evidence of XYZ. And, oh, geez, he could have gone after Disney because apparently he was going to do that. So they stepped up security at Disney just in case. And, wow. Crazy. I'm going to tell you about something positive. So I've been mentioning this, the fact that I'm taking this cool stuff called One World Way. Stephen Hewer called me up out of the blue a few months ago, sent me a note, asked me about, hey, would you be interested in trying this? And I thought, wow, with such great timing, because I had joined a gym. I was like, okay, this is the thing. If I go to the place, then I'll get in that exercise. Besides, I'm sure like all of you, we have our time crunches. Walk the dog, do whatever, but there's always a reason why something gets in the way, why I can't work out or whatever. But going to the gym has always been the thing for me. So, I mean, joining the gyms now are like, it's like a song, isn't it? Anyway, so I started to go to the gym, but then I'm feeling whipped. I need something, you know, I need something, something. What am I going to take? What am I doing? So it was fortuitous when he approached me, and I tried One World Way, and wow way. I mean, yeah. Yeah, seriously. Yeah, really, really good. So that's what I do now. I mean, you know, I go to the gym, do the One World Way thing, take the One World Way, and I am high energy. I mean, I'm an energetic person, but I was starting to get zapped. I was getting zapped because so much was going on. This show, prepping for the show in the morning and at night, and speaking and some other things that were also taking up time. Again, just like the rest of you, we all have 24 hours to manage. And isn't it crazy? Like, if we had 36, it'd probably be the same thing. So the cool thing is that thanks to synergistic nutrition, I have that bounce. I have that, I'm getting that sleep. I'm feeling really, really good. And I'm going to try some of their other stuff, but One World Way is, wow. It is just, it's just a wow for me, how it makes me feel, and getting that nutrition, getting that protein, doing it the healthy way, makes me feel very, 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 very good. Let's put it that way. They also have some, they have all kinds of things. You know, everybody now is talking about probiotics, and I used to just push that off and not think about it. And they have Ultimate Flora, and I started taking that right before I went away somewhere. I forget where I was going, but someone said, oh, take a probiotic. And that really, really worked, because this is what happens with our food, and all of us know it, that it's not the ground is not what it used to be, so it's caused us to have other problems. But like, let's say my great-grandmother, Kate, I was named after her. She lived to be like almost 100, I swear. She looked like she was 70. But, you know, they ate from their backyards. Or if they had whatever other products they ate, they weren't filled with all kinds of preservatives. They weren't eating anything. I don't remember my grandmother ever, except for chocolate, eating anything out of a bag. And she always seemed so healthy to me. But we're in a different era, different times, my friends. So that's why also, too, for me, the probiotic thing was very, very, very big. And they've got one. Go to their website. Check it out. It's sgn80.com. And they've got one that's really a couple of them. They've got a Bravo probiotic set so that, boom, you're ready to go. You don't get caught in that situation. I was just talking to someone about that. They were sending... They got a good deal, and they were sending their group of high school kids who had done well in school, they were sending them to, like, India, and they said they knew they were going to get sick and they needed a probiotic. I told them to go there and check that out, because I think it makes such a huge difference on your stomach when you settle in. But they've got, you know, just about anything under the sun that can help you nutrition-wise, too. But the thing that I really, really can... just tell you, it's just been a game changer, is this One World Way. All right, so many of you hit me up on the mailbag, so let's quickly scurry and check the mail.
The mail is here!
Ooh!
Yep, this one from Jack in Austin. Katie Kate, oh boy, I agree with you. It hurts my heart to think about what happened in Orlando. And then, of course, we start into the whole gun thing again, and I believe that the FBI, who did have him on their radar, dropped the ball, although if they didn't have any hardcore evidence, they were surveilling him for a year, what are they going to do? But there was no connection when he got the gun. I mean, not the gun that he had legally in the job, but the fact that he could legally get the weapon that he got, of course, should have set off alarm bells based on the fact that they had investigated him a couple of times. Well, nope, that didn't happen. And you know what? I'm sure the owner of the gun store, this Omar Mateen is his name, the owner of the store where he bought his weapons, is defending himself. He's saying if he hadn't got them from us, he would have gotten them from some other local gun shop. He owns St. Lucie Shooting Center. That's where he got it. And he said, you know, he came in, He passed the background check that every single person that gets a firearm in the state of Florida undergoes. He said a full background check was performed. There's no such thing as an abbreviated background check, so we did it. We did the check. He was approved. How would we possibly know anything else? And he's right. How would he possibly know? He would have known if it had been flagged, but nobody flagged it or thought about that. Okay, we think he's not right. Maybe who knows, he could be a mad bomber in the future. He has a connection to someone who was a bomber. But are they not thinking, okay, guns, bombs, making them whatever? I mean, come on. And the Orlando gunman's father said, I would have arrested him myself. So, I mean, this guy, give me a break with that. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Bill. Kate, do you think that this will now encourage what happened in Orlando, other people to be copycats? I certainly hope not. Well, I hope not. I hope that doesn't happen. You know, we have open borders. We live in a free country. It's, how do you know what you don't know? I think the best thing that you can do for yourself is to be situationally aware. How's that? That's something that we're going to talk about next hour with Dr. G.M. Cox, who's a law enforcement guy who talks about this book, Escape the Wolf. I'm going to get this book, and it's about situational awareness. And I think you should be that way anyway, right? So situational awareness means what? What did he look like when he came into the club? People are having fun. Nobody's looking for what? That he somehow has these guns or in a bag. What's going on? What happened with all of that? Who knows? But I think that we all have to be situationally aware moving ahead in the future for sure. If you're not now, it's not being paranoid. It's not living in fear. But it's just like my father taught me when I was a kid to look around for fire exits. Like, hey, you go to a hotel, just know if something happens, what stairwell are you taking? Where are you headed? And I had to push that off. And then one day, guess what? The apartment I was living in had a massive fire. And my next door neighbor practically banged the door in to alert me to the fact they were going up and down the halls. We all got out. It was in Dallas. And when I first moved to Dallas, and I was fine and my neighbors were fine, but there were apartments on the other side of the complex that weren't so fine. So it is good to be situationally aware for many, many reasons. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight and sending me your emails, americatonight.net.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.